Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dory Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
We're not. We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
We do. And this is a mini episode where we hear from you. We share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts, just podcast hosts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
Yes, please. And if you would like to reach us, you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 781-591-0390. Or you can email us or send us a voice memo at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
It's true. And there are some other ways to connect with the Forever 35 community. You can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Forever35podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Forever 35 Pod, on Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast. And there's also Forever 35 subreddit at reddit.com/r/Forever35. And just a reminder that everything we mention on the show is always on our website, forever35podcast.com.
Yeah, baby. I don't know why. I don't know why I have to yeah, baby now. It's like I'm a sitcom character.
I mean, that's just your signature phrase.
Yeah. If I were on a sitcom in the 80s, I would walk into the room and that's what I would say.
You'd say, yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. What would yours be, Dory?
What would it be?
That's what I'm saying. That's a Doryism.
That's a good one too.
It's a classic Doryism. Anyway, how are you, Dory? How is it going over there with your hair washing?
You know, it's going well. I actually, so after the episode like a week ago where I talked about how I thought I had cured my folliculitis and my hairline zit issue by simply washing my hair more often.
Imagine that.
I got a text from my friend Rebecca, and she gave me permission to share this, by the way.
Okay.
And she is a hairstylist. She has cut my hair in the past. She hasn't cut it for a while, but she has cut it in the past. But she texted me and said, OMG, I just spit my coffee out laughing when I heard Kate ask you if you felt cool not washing your hair and when you said you were frankly dirty. I wish I'd known you were doing this experiment. I would have told you, and this is in all caps, not for your hair.
Whoa.
Okay. She says it's people like her partner with dry, thick, curly hair that can go without shampooing. And even for her, she still has to shower and scrub her scalp every day. And then she added, my favorite part about you guys is how relatable you make it that we all want to find the magic trick or potion and it can be fun along the way. And also, there never is just one potion or trick.
Amen to that. One size does not fit all.
Right. But I just like, I was like, oh yeah. And we also got an email from a listener who was also like, not for your hair. But like, no one
who
told
knew?
Me that.
I know. Like,
I feel like there's like a big conspiracy to just try to get people not to wash their hair as much. I would say it was big shampoo, but it's obviously not big shampoo.
Maybe
this is anti-big shampoo.
It's big scalp?
I don't know what it is. It's like...
Well, you know what it is, Dory? Here's what my theory. I think it's big content. I think it is.
Ooh. Like
I'm just churning this over in my head.
Yeah,
right now.
Baby.
It's big content because so much of, and we're part of this cycle as podcasters, so I'm not excluding us, but I think so much of the place that I get information from right now is like the influencers I follow. Like, and I don't, are they experts? I don't know. For all I know, they're just like a person in their like pretty mansion in Salt Lake City. And I'm like, oh, this person says to do this. Well, I might as well try it. Whereas like, you know what I mean? Like we get so much information from content creators. Some content creators are experts, but when we're just kind of scrolling through our feeds and we see something, we're like, oh, that looks interesting. I'll try that without really considering if it's going to work for us. That's my theory.
Well,
that's my theory.
I agree, but I also think there was a very clear perspective that said, if you have oily hair, the way to get not oily hair is to stop washing it as frequently. Like it was
right,
specifically targeted to people who had hair like me, or so I thought.
I do know what you were talking about. Yes, indeed.
And I just feel like every time I would bring this up, like people would be like, oh yeah, you can train your hair. There's this whole thing about training your hair to not mm-hmm, need to be mm-hmm. washed as often that I totally bought into. And look, I just feel like I'm seeing the light.
Listen, I think, you know, this reminds me often of skincare, in which like not one product is going to work for everyone. Like for example, vitamin C, a much heralded product, does not work for you.
No,
and
it does not.
I think that's a really important thing to consider, especially as consumers when we're buying things.
Yep.
And when we're doing experiments of not washing our hair.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm happy that you have found what works for you.
Thank you so much. It's been a journey.
Well, and it may continue. You know, also your hair is longer now too. When it was shorter, it might be easier not to. I'm just, you know, like, who knows right now? You know, it's your hair is so long. Maybe if you had a,
it's like true.
A tiny, I want to say a bowl cut, but what I mean is like a bob, it wouldn't be as crucial. You could get by with some dry shamps.
Yeah, maybe I could. Although dry shamps is also supposed to not be great for your hair.
I know. It's like what's up is down and what's left is right. I don't even know anymore.
I mean. So, I don't know. I just loved there's never just one potion or trick.
I mean, so print it on a t-shirt.
I was going to tattoo it on my forehead. Is that too much?
I mean, or no, it's not. Do that, Dory. Do that instead. Why wear it on a t-shirt when you can put it on your head?
I mean, exactly. Anyway, Kate.
Yes, Dory.
What is going on? What is going on with you?
Okay, well, listen, I have some really exciting news to share. If you've been a longtime listener of this podcast, or if you're just joining us and you are going back through old episodes, or if you're a Dory, a while back, I really documented my obsession with two series written by the author Sarah J. Maas. And they're both series about fairies and fae people. It's like this whole mystical world. And the latest book in her Court of Thorns and Roses series just came out. And like, I have not like counted down the days and weeks and months until a book comes out like I have for this book.
Mm.
I am so excited. And it is here. It is telling things from a different point of view. And like, I just like, there's nothing I needed more right now than being back in this like world of hot guys with wings who are warriors, who are also like kind of feminists too, who are excited to have some hot sex. This is what I needed right now, Dory. This is what I needed. Yeah. So
okay.
If you, and I know there are listeners who are big Sarah J. Maas fans. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can Google her. She has a kind of YA, but it's still fairly adult series that's called Throne of Glass. I've read all of those. It's like seven books. And now this series that I'm talking about is A Court of Thorn and Roses, baby. And I'm not one to normally read like books about, I don't know what this is. Fantasy, I guess, like fantasy adventure. This is not my genre necessarily, although there is, yeah, it's fantasy, but I could just live in this series. Like, I am heading to bed early this week every night. And Anthony's always like, are you going to read your book about the fairies having sex? And I'm like, yes, I am. That's where I'm going. Mm. That's where
I'm
at, Dory.
Wow.
I'm so happy.
Okay.
I'm so happy. That's all.
I'm happy for you.
It's not cozy because they're always at war with somebody. Like, there's always a looming war and an evil king. I don't know if I would describe it as cozy, but like, if you want hot people who also can fly, just join me over here.
Who
in my
also
corner.
Can fly. That is what I look for in my hot people.
With pop wings, right? You look for wings.
Totally.
And I just feel like overjoyed to have this book right now. It just makes me so happy. And I love the feeling of like we don't have that kind of like serial experience as much anymore, because like so often TV series are dropped, like, you know, you get 10 episodes at once and like we do wait for seasons, but like I just haven't anticipated something in so long and it feels so good. So that's all I want to say about that.
I love this for you.
Thank you. I love it for me, too. I'm going to get this. I'm just going to get hot people with wings tattooed on my forehead.
Oh, all right. Gosh.
Shall we take a little break so we can come back and talk about some R-rated topics when it comes to skincare?
Let's do it. Okay, BRB.
Hold up. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
All right, we are back and we are going to kick things off with a voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Thor. I have a question about personal hygiene / skincare regimen. So at night when you wash your face, whether you're showering or just washing your face at the sink, do you then immediately put on your face cream? Because my question is, what if you have sex later that night and you get sweaty and you have to wash your face or shower and then put on the different skin creams all over again, and some of them are expensive. So my question is, how do you handle that? Do you do a face mist and see how your night will unfold? I'm really intrigued. I hope to hear from you. Thanks so much for everything. The pod is really keeping me going during quarantine.
What an intriguing question.
I think my
personal advice would be to put on the face cream.
Go on.
Unless you are someone who has sex every night and like you know that, then I would wait.
Or keep the cream by your bed or wherever you're knocking boots.
Knocking boots. Wow.
A classic 90s term memorialized in the wonderful hit song Candyman. Tell them the truth.
I remember that.
One of
well.
My favorite songs.
I think the issue is that she feels that sometimes after sex she has to wash her face or shower. So keeping the face cream by her bed might not solve the problem.
I think you can put the cream on, but I do understand this, like if your faces are getting all up in there kissing and someone's sucking up your retinol. I mean, it is a lot to think about.
Someone sucking up your retinol.
You don't want to waste that retinol. Have it get in someone's mouth. Who knows what's going to happen?
It's true. Yeah, I hear you.
I actually feel like this is a conversation to have with your sex partner. To be like, hey, I just put on my face. You know, if you're put on your face cream every night, and then if you're having sex, just be like, don't get all up in there.
I don't think that's the issue.
Maybe
that is part of the issue. I think the concern is sweating.
Mm. I have to admit, I'm kind of stumped on this one.
I mean, I think there's also like, you could just decide you're going to initiate sex every night, and then you'll know that you have to wait to put on your face cream.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's an option.
Or you could make the face cream part of your foreplay. Or your afterplay. Your afterplay.
But she gets sweaty.
So then your partner washes your face. You have this like very intimate, tender post-coital face wash.
Would you want your partner washing your face?
No,
because I would not.
I wouldn't.
I personally would not. Wait, here's another option. What if you just start having morning sex?
I mean, that is preferred in my book. So, but then you still put on face cream in the morning.
Yeah, but you presumably are having sex before you get out of bed. Mm-hmm. So before mm-hmm. you would even put on the face cream.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the solution is sex in the afternoon. 3 p.m.
Sex in the afternoon. Interesting.
I mean, okay. Look, that's not happening in my house when my kids are home on Zoom school. Let me tell you that much. But listen, y'all, can you please weigh in out there? When do you put on your creams? Listener, thanks for raising a question we've not talked about.
Okay. And let's hear another voicemail.
Morning, love. Hello. Just calling to say hi and to see if you guys have heard of this trend of young girls purposely putting like makeup on, but making themselves have bags under their eyes, like dark circles. So I feel as a 40-year-old that I'm winning because for the first time in my life, I don't have to do anything to hide that because young girls are trying to get under eye circles. Like, they're painting them on. Like, look it up. There's, like, a bunch of YouTube videos on it. So, it's a win, guys. We won. I don't have to put on concealer to conceal my eye under eye bags. Because, you know, that's a trend. That's a trend I'm on board for. So, yeah. Also, there's two shows that I don't believe you guys have mentioned or if you've seen. But there's The Boys. And there's also the Umbrella Academy. That's pretty good. Love your show. All right. Have a lovely day, ladies.
I agree with you, and I see a lot of parallels with the white and gray hair trend from a few years ago when, like, people in their 20s were dyeing their hair silver. And then I think it got some people who were going gray naturally to be more comfortable with their natural hair color.
That's an interesting take, because I think I kind of thought too deeply on this, which is, like, I see a lot of mostly mothers being like, look, now we can just look like our normal selves. Ha ha ha. And I'm like, yes, ha ha ha. I'm also tired. But then it just makes me kind of sad about how we have no support for parents, specifically women in this country, and how right now, like, women are, like, moms are doing all the emotional labor. Women are being pushed out of the workforce. Again, it's predominantly Black women and women of color. And then I just got, like, I just kind of spiraled about how, like, it's a cool trend, but, like, there's so much wrong with women being exhausted and not being supported culturally. Did I think too deeply about this?
I mean, I don't think there's ever such a thing really as thinking too deeply about it. But Cody Rigsby might say it's not that deep, boo.
He might. I love him so much. He might say that. Okay. Maybe it's not that deep. And listen, I do enjoy seeing, like, what generations younger than us are doing, what trends they're embracing, how they're experimenting with fashion and style and makeup. Like, I think it's cool and interesting. And so I'm here for it. I just thought it was intriguing that, like, everyone was like, ha ha. And it just made me kind of sad.
Right. I don't know. I think it's funny that they've chosen, like, they've really, like, honed in on something that so many people are so self-conscious about.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of reclaiming it. I kind of like that.
That is a great point. And I kind of admire that about this generation too, is that that seems to kind of be a theme with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay. I like that point of view, Dory. I'll take that. Take that.
Great. Thank you.
You are welcome. All right. Let's jump into this, this email, shall we?
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. So this person wrote, the email subject was, I have a pixie cut and I use conditioner. Hi, here's how I put conditioner on my super short hair. I don't put conditioner on the bottom half of my head because the hair is so short, less than a centimeter. I have longer hair on top that does tend to get dry. I rub a dime-sized amount of conditioner between my hands, then comb my hands through my hair above my scalp without touching my scalp. Then I pull out and squeeze the hair through my fingers to work the conditioner in. This has worked well for me. Extra tip, washing your hair and then putting conditioner in first thing in your shower. Then the conditioner can sit on your head and do its work while you wash everything else. Then rinse it off last thing before you get out. My hair is always super soft after I do this.
Ooh.
Mm. Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, listener. Thank you for the tip.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Well, should we take another break?
Oh, we should.
Okay, let's do it. Be right back.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, we are back. Mm-hmm. We have another voicemail.
Hi, friends. I am currently driving home from work. I got my second vaccine shot yesterday, and I thought I could handle it. I cannot. So, if you get your second vaccine, just plan to relax the next day. Pro tip. Totally worth it. So grateful for the vaccine. Also, just listening to the pod, and I'm so grateful for Kate and Dory always normalizing mental health. I especially appreciate it that you're normalizing that the first time you take a med, the first med you take may not work. So sometimes people get frustrated because their doctors change their meds frequently, and that's totally to be expected. So thanks so much. I love you guys. Have a fabulous.
I have also heard this about the second dose of the vax, especially the Moderna vax.
I've heard this too, and it got me thinking, like, as we move forward with more and more of us getting vaccinated, post-vaccination self-care is something to think about.
Totally.
I'd love to hear from other people who have gone through the COVID vaccine process thus far. I have not.
I'm also curious what is going to happen when the Johnson & Johnson vaccine becomes available, because it's only one shot.
Yeah. Yeah. I am too. I'm looking forward to finding out. Does that sound bad?
Right. Totally. No, same.
But I do think that's a good note to be aware of. And I appreciate you sharing your experience. If anyone else wants to share, we're all ears. So, Tori, we're going to share an email from a listener that's also going to kind of double as our activity or thought of the week.
Great.
So they wrote, I was writing about the phrase, quote, I know so many people have it worse. I hear people say it a lot about their COVID experience. I find myself wanting to say it before I share with friends how I am struggling. I am a trauma counselor, and 99% of my clients say the same thing when they come in for trauma treatment. In a way, we are expressing guilt for feeling the distress we do. Some theorists describe them as feeling, quote, unentitled to our emotions. I frequently remind my clients that emotions are key to our healing and critical information. Life is so hard right now. So I just want to offer this gentle self-care practice. A way that I practice self-care is pause before I feel the urge to say the phrase, and instead I ask myself, quote, I wonder why I feel this so deeply. So that's my self-care suggestion. And since it is free, maybe I can spend more on serums. What an interesting phrase to parse.
Mm-hmm. There was so much in here that I was like, whoa.
I know, right? A lot of wisdom packed in.
Yes. Like, I'm feeling unentitled to our emotions. Oof.
Yeah, you know I've said this phrase a lot, both in, you know, in personal conversations and recorded here on this podcast. I know you've said it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I think it does stem from feeling unentitled to our emotions, but also I feel like it comes from wanting to acknowledge the privilege that we enter these situations in, right? At least it does for me.
Yeah, of course. But I think what this person is saying is that it has the effect of then downplaying our feelings and making us feel like we are not entitled to how we feel.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you think about the phrase, I wonder why I feel this so deeply?
I like it. I mean, excuse me. I think anything that kind of asks us to interrogate our own feelings and our own emotions is good. It is a tricky needle to thread, right? Because you do want to acknowledge your privilege, and there are people who have it worse. And I think, especially for us, being on a podcast that, you know, talks about products and serums, and we have been accused of, you know, being possibly overly materialistic, I think I'm always mindful of that. And so maybe there is a difference between us saying it on a podcast and someone saying it in a therapy session.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just trying to unpack all of this.
It also made me, I just feel like that phrase of saying, I wonder why I feel this so deeply, to me, as I was thinking about a lot of the things, a lot of my emotions, that feels like a really valuable question to ask myself a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like when I'm feeling anger about something, or when I'm feeling shame, or whatever it is. Those are two common ones in my life. But like that, I've never really posed that question for myself.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like sometimes, like if we get a listener email that is critical, and my immediate response is defensiveness, I do try to take a beat and just ask myself, like, why is this bothering me so much? And sometimes I'm able to figure it out. Sometimes I'm not. But I do try to kind of just take that beat and like unpack it a little bit.
Well, the point being, this is our food for thought to end this episode on. Thinking about it, think about this is something that applies to you, and if this is a phrase that might help you.
Yeah. And I don't know what the option is exactly. Like, I think we are in a moment where people are very mindful of acknowledging their privilege, and that's a good thing. But as this listener points out, it can perhaps sometimes have the opposite effect for ourselves. Like, it does not help us work through what we're feeling to then add that layer of guilt.
Yeah, definitely. And perhaps it makes us drawn to examining, to focusing on that instead of focusing on what is really causing us trauma. I don't know.
Now we're talking.
We're really getting deep. Remember, we started with sex and face cream, and now we're here?
That is just what this podcast is all about.
It truly is. We really run the gamut. We cover it all.
We do. We do. We really, really do.
But you know what? None of it would be possible without the people who write and call in.
So keep them coming.
Please bring it on.
Well, Kate.
This
has been a pleasure, as always.
That was a satisfied sigh. Mm-hmm. It has been a pleasure.
All right. Well, listen, we'll talk to you all again very soon.
Yeah. And thank you so much for joining us on this journey.
Okay. Bye-bye.